If GM workers are still on strike in a few weeks, it's certain to come up at the next Democratic presidential debate. And the topic is sure to get heated with plenty of blame to spread around. But picture a world where candidates just offered their thoughts in a safe space. It's not imaginary. The world's Lucy Martirosian found it.
Political ads, televised debates. Here in the U.S., they're not always so nice.
You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
At the recent Democratic candidate debates, it seems like a goal was not to let your opponent finish their thought. It's been this way for decades. But what if there was a platform where candidates weren't at each other's throats? Well, there is, in Norway.
It's not 10 years I lay out TV debates.
The show is called Einik. It translates to, do you agree? Now, Norwegian debates are similar to ours. Pre-rehearsed answers and candidates interrupting each other. But show producer Gru Engen says the creators of Einik realize that behind the scenes, people are actually more civil and polite.
Before, we thought it was more like a tendency of winning the game, winning the war, winning the discussion. But now we tend to more discuss, what do you really mean? What is your political views and why?
Imagine that, actually wanting the other side to elaborate on their answer. In a recent episode focused on climate change, participants discussed topics like meat consumption. The politicians and journalists sit on bar stools facing each other in what looks like a backstage of a theater performance with production equipment and all. Even if you don't speak Norwegian, it sure sounds respectful enough. That's because Engen says there are rules.
No interrupting, no talking over each other, being polite in a respectful manner. Please ask questions to the other person.
Now you may be thinking, this sounds so boring. No tension, no drama, no bomb throwing, no name calling. It is boring for many Norwegians too. This show has fewer viewers, but Engen says they're tapping into a new audience, so she dismisses the slightly lower ratings.
We think differently because the old format is sent for television, but our goal is to have most viewers on the internet because we are trying to reach younger viewers.
Einik tackles mostly the big topics in Norway right now, inequality, abortion rights, and immigration. Engen says having opponents talk about it in a more civilized way will give viewers more of a complete understanding.
I have a plan to fight ISIS.
No, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No, we're not.
Maybe something to think about in the U.S. as well. For The World, I'm Lucy Martirosian.